Joined here by head coach Chet Hurley of the Milan Lady Wildcats on a two-game winning streak. One was in conference play, a convincing 60-20 triumph over Maysville Friday. Went to Atlanta, a little slow start. Coach Hurley wasn't there. He's feeling under the weather on Tuesday. So Coach Webb, girls did a great job. Picked him up with a 55-42 victory. Now a holiday break this weekend. A trip to Trenton to take on a tough Chillicothe squad next Thursday before Milan's right back into GRC play. Princeton, Putnam County, both at home. First week of the new year. I'd ask you how you're doing, Coach, but you're trying to get over some illness this week, sounds like.
Yeah, just one of those things that hit me hard.
The other night, I'm sure you probably heard kind of some of the details for about 3 minutes, a really slow start. But, boy, I tell you what, that might have been, well, for me anyway, for watching Milan play over the years, that's the best I've seen Hallie Weaver shoot the ball. She got the girls going a little bit in the first quarter.
Hallie's been terrific for us this year. She's really brought it. She brings energy. She's shooting well. She's put the time in to get to that level, and she deserves everything she gets.
You can kind of tell too, and certainly when you run the point, you're going to have some good plays. You're going to turn the ball a couple of times. You're going to have nights where the ball goes in the hoop, jump shots, night that it's not. But you can tell who the leader is on the floor for your team, and that's Hallie. She sets the pace, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's really stepped up for us. In all areas, she's our leader. She gets us in our stuff as a point guard. She's for being as little as she is, she's taking care of the ball and getting us into our flow and shooting the ball well. So we're really proud of her and wouldn't replace her.
With a couple of young kids who certainly come from athletic families, so you know that they know what they're doing on the floor. But when you look at Emerson Pauly and you look at Marion Dabney, I think they're kind of getting to that point, but that could be a really good 1-2 punch for you down through the years, can't it?
No, definitely. They play well together too. It's exciting to watch them develop and they come around and play to their potential. And they both put a lot of time in too. So over the summer they both shot and made over 5,000 shots. I'm just glad to see all that hard work paying off for them.
I'll throw another player out that I certainly praised on the broadcast. And, for folks that just kind of look at the scorecard the next day, they might not realize how important she was. But she was able to get rebounds, kind of wedge out some space, get a couple of buckets here and there. I thought Danica Shepherd did a lot of good things for the Lady Cats.
Yeah, we inserted her into the starting lineup here a couple of games ago just to see. We moved Marion out more up the guard and just to see what would happen. And it's been a good move. And we're probably going to do some matchup type starting here going forward. When we need her in that starting lineup, we will. When we need more guards, we will. So she's been really good, and I think I told you this, just last year she started dominating the JV ranks really hard. And a smarter coach would have got her more varsity time last year. So anyway, she's really stepped up and had a good year.
How much, I can't. I think we probably did, but I don't recall a discussion about Polo. Polo's really good. So going there, long bus ride, trying to play well against the Panthers, that's going to be a challenge for anybody this year. Were there things that you took out of that Polo game last Tuesday, Coach, that were positives that you kind of took into this little two games winning streak that the girls are on now?
Well, yeah, we turned the ball over. We knew we had to get off to better starts, and we really did that against Maysville. We didn't do that so much against Atlanta, but we got to take care of the ball. And Polo tries to get you into that phase, and we didn't answer the call. So we did better the second half. We outscored them 23-17, I think it was. In the second half, so it was that first quarter really just really killed us in the first half. They're good. They're good at what they do. They're tall and long and lanky, and we're pretty big, but not that big. But some real good positives we take out of it, and learning, things that we can fix.
Well, you got all these days to get ready for Chillicothe. Obviously, the girls are going to spend time with family this weekend. It's Christmas weekend, so that's what they do. Chillicothe next week. I know you're very familiar with the Lady Hornet program, what Coach Smith has. How big of a challenge is that for Milan next Thursday, Coach?
Coach Smith does a great job. He's one of the best coaches around this area in girls basketball, I believe. And his teams are always stopping, and they seem like they can always shoot. So it's a big challenge for us, you know, and we want that, though. We don't want to back away. You know, these type of games is what we learn when we learn, and we hope that we can come out and compete against them and give them a game, and hopefully, you know, if we can stay with them, you know, give us a chance.
So over a two-week stretch, you have Princeton at home on the 3rd. You have Putnam County, your biggest rival, obviously, at home on the 6th. Then you got the Milan tournament the following week. And then you go to South Harrison on the 17th. And South Harrison, I've seen them in person. They are much improved this year. That is a really good ball team. That 2.5-week stretch, Coach, I have you kind of circled that as saying that's a pretty important stretch for the Lady Cats in early to mid-January.
Yeah, you know, you hope that you're starting to play better ball when it comes to January. You hope everything you did in practice and the games in December has helped you get to that. And then we played pretty good competition, and we've gotten better, fixed things, and I'm sure South Harrison had to do so. You know, I look forward to all our competition here in January. It's going to be a fun month, and everybody's going to be tough for us. Oh, there's nobody going to lay over. I'm sure they're looking, circling us on the calendar for last year, ready for that event. So, you know, we got to come out and play.
Yeah, I always look for, you know, things on the schedule that kind of take me by surprise because it's kind of a new team on the schedule. I see Marshall sitting there on the 19th on a Thursday night, January, Coach. Is that a late add to the schedule, or how did Milan and Marshall come about?
It was. We had originally had a Penny on our schedule. For that same week, Penny had overbooked and had to drop it. So we looked around and found that game over at Macon. It's not the Macon tournament anymore. They're still doing kind of like a shootout type deal. So we're going over and playing Marshall and on, I think it's Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that'll be different and fun, and we're looking forward to all that.
Yeah, somewhat of a bigger school, so a good challenge there. And then we'll just kind of take a look at the January schedule. They have Trenton at Milan on the 20th and pretty good Marceline team at Milan on the 23rd. Coach, I didn't want to have you go too long. It sounds like you're still trying to work the vocal cords back a little bit. So I'll wish you a Merry Christmas. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you at the Ketchum Center next Thursday. Get well.
I appreciate it, Tom. Merry Christmas to you, too.